think it's a positive that we have the opportunity to control the depression of
Yeah, but the thing is, isn't it that this is the way for the police and the government to control us? Because we're not stopping the violence from the police. Against us.
I don't know, I wouldn't say that. It's dependent on many things.
On what?
But you can talk to him.
Well, it's just in the papers that they have the government has given you 15 million crowns to get these non-violence guys. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that, you know, non-violence, these kind of demonstrations are a good thing, but, you know, the $15 million that we've got to, you know, it's just like, you know, there's using 20 or 30 times more money to provoke, you know, propaganda that is pro-EU.
Yeah, but isn't this a way for the police to stop us and the violence, not the violence that they give us?
One more time, sorry.
Isn't this a way for the capital to control the movement? Isn't this the end of the anti-globalization movement?
No, I don't think so, because, you know, in these broader, you know, demonstrations like this, I think it would be a good idea to have non-violence. So we will, you know, promote that we should have a peaceful demonstration today, regardless of how many money the police, the government will give us.
And what do you think about that they're saying that all the anti-group use self-drugs, use the money for the organization?
Just hate propaganda that they use against us. Every time that someone is becoming a minor threat, or they see you as a threat, they will start all these propaganda against you, that you are promoting terror, or selling drugs.
Isn't this a sign that the repression against us is growing? And the problem is that you're accepting money from the government to control your own movement. This is the end of the anti-globalization movement.
No, I don't think that we use the non-violence to control our movement. We just think that today it will be another good idea to make riots, because we are, you know, getting the unions and stuff.
What do you think will happen in December?
I don't know. None of it depends on the police. I don't think that there are anyone who in Denmark would like to, you know, fight the police. But usually when trouble erupts in Denmark, you know, it's because the police are being violent and provocative.
Yeah.
So I think it's a lot up to them. If they don't want trouble, then no one won't be in trouble. If they want to fight, you know.
Are you going to be here in December?
Definitely.
It's going to be a peaceful demonstration. But do you have another approach?
Our approach is that, you know, we should get as many people to protest as possible. That's why we start out as non-violent, but, you know, sometimes it's not up to us, because the police can just, you know, attack and provocative if they want to. So we can make sure that it will be non-violent, because that's, you know, up to the police. Obviously, if you attack protesters, they will, you know, defend themselves. So to start with, we will be non-violent, but, you know, it depends on the police.
Okay.